Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We have a beautiful and touching story this morning of this sinful woman who went and visited the Lord at a Pharisee's house. It's not just a story of repentance, but it's much more than this. Because what this woman gave, or what this woman did, was just beyond words. Not only that she gave her repentance and her heart, but actually she gave a lot. I mean, the fragrant oil, we knew before that this alabaster flask that she poured out on the Lord's feet, this cost a lot of money. So she gave in a crazy way. That's one thing. But more than this, what she did also, she said that she put her ego down in just an unbelievable way. When a rat sees a cat, what does he do? Runs away, runs for his life. I mean, if he just sees a cat, if he smells a cat, that's the end. A sinful woman being in a Pharisee's house, having other Pharisees, it's the rat going to the house of cats and living there. It's terrifying. Like these people, if they see her in the street, they would just say bad words. They cuss at her because, you know, the Pharisees, you know. Pharisees, they see good people and tell them, you guys are not good enough. You know, that's the Pharisees. So having a sinful woman who's known in the city coming to a Pharisee's house, having other Pharisees and the teacher, Jesus, the healer, the master, and all of this, it's unbelievable. What made this lady do that? What made this lady do that? What in the world would make a rat go to the house of cats? And this is the story that we, you know, hopefully want to learn today from this sinful woman. That she saw that salvation, the salvation that she is seeking, is very, very, very costly. And she did not pay a cheap price for that. She paid a very, very high price for that. And the moral that we want to learn from this woman, how precious our salvation. Because once we deal with our salvation as cheap, we lose a lot. And we get into a lot of trouble. And I'm afraid that it leads also to a mediocre Christianity and less love for the Lord. Once I less understand how precious my salvation is. This gospel that we read, the church says that you read every single day, put it in the Agbaya prayer, in the second watch of midnight hour. So first of all, assuming that someone is, you know, courageous enough to wake up in the middle of the night and pray this prayer. And not just one time, but a second time, a second watch, and maybe a third watch. And when you continue on your spiritual path, the beginning is easy, and the finish and the end is easy, but it's in the middle, when it's hard. Will I continue or not? Do I go on in my walk with God or not? Do I continue the race or not? Second watch, the church reads this gospel for us. This woman paying such a high price for her salvation, for her relationship with the Lord. What do I learn when I read this gospel? As you know, that we are in the beginning of the Coptic year. This is the last Sunday of the first month. And we said that in the first couple of months until Advent fast, the church prepares us for something. What is that thing? It's the one thing, the one area that I want to grow in during this year. The one area that I will fast, the fast of Advent for, and hopefully I see the incarnation of Christ within me. This is the fast where I should fast Lent for. This is the resurrection that I will celebrate at the end of Lent. So what is that one thing, one area that I work on? And I think we have mentioned that before. The purpose of the entire season of the Coptic year feasts and fast is to bring us salvation, bring us revival in one of the areas in our hearts and our lives that God is not a king over. Extending the kingdom of God within us. Last Sunday, church prepared us through the story of Lazarus. And if you see the similarity, you would see also sinful man was rich and he gave a huge price for his salvation. Not to buy salvation, because salvation is free, but to say how precious my salvation is. Half of my money I will give to the poor. If I have taken anything by false accusation, I will restore fourfold. Why is that? Why is that? Why do you give up all of this? Because it's so precious. Finding Christ, finding the treasure hidden in a field is so priceless. Once I make it cheap, I lose a lot. I lose a lot. So last Sunday is an example from someone who is entering into the kingdom of God and paying a huge price for that. Today, a woman, so man and a woman, church always used to give us examples like this. In Lent, same thing. Prodigal son, Samaritan woman. Man and woman, okay? Woman giving everything for her salvation. And the question is for me and you. Are you ready for remodeling? Are you ready for remodeling the inside according to Christ's image? But in order for Christ to work inside of you, let me ask you how important that to you. How precious that is. What do you think? Give a price for your relationship with God, for your salvation, for knowing the truth, for living in the light. If you would put a price tag on that, how much would you put? Of course, we would say, priceless. Everything, anything. But when it comes to reality, we find that a lot of times we may consider our salvation as a cheap thing and not as a precious thing like Zacchaeus and this sinful woman. If our salvation was cheap and Zacchaeus didn't have to do what he did, and the sinful woman didn't have to do what she did, what would Jesus do? Think about it. If they are doing too much, Zacchaeus, giving all of my money and living poor after that, if you were Jesus, what would you do? I mean, you know, you don't have to do that. Maybe you give 10%, 20%. You want to give 30%. But, you know, this is too much. Jesus never said that. He never said that. He never said that to the sinful woman. He never said that to Mary, who poured the same oil on his body before crucifixion. What does that mean? Yeah, it's costly. Sure, it's so precious. I'm not saying this is a cheap price for that. Early on, same message was given actually ever since we started the Coptic year. If you want to be my disciple, leave all, forsake all, and follow me. high price. Actually, the Lord put a very, very high price for following him. To someone, he said, you want to follow me? You want to be perfect? Go sell what you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me. I mean, why is that? Isn't this too much? It depends. It depends how you see the Lord, how you see your relationship with him, how you see your salvation. The thing is, you actually set the price tag on that. It's all up to you. And Jesus will explain to us now through a very small parable that he gave to Simon that it's actually your own investment. If you feel that you are forgiven more, you will love more. If you feel that he took away a mountain from you, if you feel that he gave you a new life, then you will give up your life. You will be ready to give back according to what you receive. That's why he told that Simon the Pharisee, you know what? You think you're forgiven more, and therefore you love more. This woman, she knows that she was forgiven much, much more. And that's why she's willing to give everything. She knows that this is the secret of the new life. This is the secret of happiness. If someone would tell you, I have the key to happiness, how much would you pay for that? Happiness for the rest of your life, for eternity. Put a price tag on that. This woman knew that. And she was willing to pay that price. Jesus told his followers, you want to follow me? Leave your father, your mother, even hate them, hate your life in order to follow me. This is such a high cost. But the Lord is fair. He will never make me pay more than what I'm going to get. But he knows that what I'm getting is much, much, much more. Early Christians, when they started to believe, what did they do? Book of Acts, chapter 2. What did early Christians do? Sold everything they had, brought the money, threw it at the feet of the apostles. Why? Did they have to do that? Was this a command? No. But they're saying, we found our life. We found eternity. We found everything. We found the kingdom. This is our treasure, should be here. Belongs to the kingdom of God. But if I don't know that, I will deal with my salvation as something cheap. And if I deal with my salvation and knowing the Lord and his kingdom as something cheap, the loss is mine and no one else. And I don't know exactly what kind of treasure that I have. St. Paul says that. He said it twice. 1 Corinthians 6 and 7, he said, you are bought with a price. With a high price. St. Peter repeated that. He said, knowing that you were redeemed, you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. You know how much you value the kingdom of God and your salvation? Through few things. I choose to focus on two things today that I will ask you to examine yourself in it. One of them actually is money, and the other thing is time. Because I believe these are the most precious commodities these days. Time and money. And maybe through this, you would find how much you put a price tag on the kingdom of God. It comes very, very clear choosing a job. Requiring certain time, certain commitment, you know, how much you'll be given and how much will be taken away from you. That's a price tag right there. choosing a location where to live, choosing a career, making certain decisions based on that. We put a price tag on that. How much is the kingdom of God for me? I know that some of you may say, really? I thought it's something more internal. I give God my heart. I give God my life. I give God, you know, this is what the Bible said, give your heart. You think someone can give his heart before giving his money and his time? Think about it. Can anyone give his heart before giving his money and his time? I don't think so. I think the easiest is the external. The easiest are these things. Actually, when people sold everything and brought it to the feet of the apostles, they were not doing that because they are advancing in the relationship with God. These were beginners. And actually, when they do that, they are so ready for the work of God in their lives and in their hearts. They are so ready for God to change the inside. Zacchaeus, when he repented, did he give the money first or did he change first? He gave first. He said, take everything. Zacchaeus, how about if the morning, you wake up in the morning, you change your mind, and you think life with Christ is not that cool, and the money's gone. What's going to happen? Your money, your position, everything is gone. What are you going to do? But he's smart. That's actually how it starts. When I start doing that, the internal change can come. These models were the model of Christianity. These are the ones that can love their enemies. These are the ones who can say, I love the Lord from all my heart. Because they were able to give the external first. God wants to use some of us. You might not think that. But maybe God wants to use you. Maybe God wants you to consecrate your life for Him. You're not worse than the sinful woman or Zacchaeus, who were became disciples. Maybe you're one of them. And the invitation is, how much are you willing to give up to come to me? How much do you value me in your opinion? What do you think? This answer will come every day in the morning. Wake up early and have some time for prayer? Or I don't have time for that. Can you push things away? Can you put Him first in your calendar? So nothing comes before Him, nothing to be compared with Him. What do you do if you have an extra day in the week, extra hour? You just all of a sudden, you know, watch changed, you know, work changed, things changed. You have an extra hour. What are you going to do? What is the first thing that's going to come to your mind right away? How much is our salvation? How much do I believe the life in Christ? How much that worth? How much amazing that is? I give you credit that if you decide not to do that and not to respond and not to consecrate your life and not to give more than what you can give or more than other people, I would say I will give you excuse because maybe you haven't seen examples and models before you. People who really left everything for Christ. These people, wow, it's the most spectacular thing you can ever see. Someone who is dedicated for Christ. Someone who left his job or left his career or left this or left that for Christ's sake. Beautiful. Icon. Living Bible. And the kingdom is in need. When Jesus appointed 70 apostles, he said, 70. He said, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Why? Because people care for other things. Let me take care of my family. Let me take care of this. Let me take care of that. How precious is the kingdom in your opinion? God is giving us this model of the sinful woman to say, you want to change? You want to dedicate yourself? You want to consecrate your heart? You want to be remodeled according to the image of Christ? Absolutely. But show how much important that to you. Christ said, ask, you will find. Ask, seek, and knock in order to receive. Why do I have to ask and seek and knock? Unless I do believe that I'm getting something so precious. Something amazing. This woman did that because she knew in her simple thinking, in her simple life, who were not as educated and as knowledgeable as the Pharisee, there's nothing more than having the Lord Jesus in my life. Nothing better than the Master. Nothing better than being a disciple for Him. Nothing better than being in His courts. Nothing better than this. Let me do anything for that. I've tasted and seen how sweet the Lord is. I'm willing to give up anything for Him. I'm willing to do that. And that's not just her, but actually, the Lord put that in her heart. And the Lord puts that in our heart too. To know how precious our salvation is. To know how precious the Lord is. So, let me leave you with a question here. What's holding me back from giving? What's holding me back from letting go again before God changes that heart? Before God makes my heart like the heart of Christ, I have to show how important that is to me. And the answer is, how much do I put a price tag for that? Whether money or time, as I said. We had a weekend, last weekend I wasn't here, I was in a servants retreat. And usually servants retreats are boot camps. That's like, this is the easiest thing to say. We start at 7 a.m. and we finish at midnight, and they take 2 hours break. And the rest of time is mainly prayer. What do you think? Too much, huh? Too much? You may say it's too much. Oh, I didn't tell you. Like one retreat before, I decided to give them 3 days silence. So since they arrived to the retreat, to the time they left, they were not allowed to speak. Even when they're eating, they were listening to books being read and stuff like this. Boot camp. In the end, what did they say? We hate you? I mean, maybe in their hearts. But most of the people said, this is good. This is good. I'm finally refreshed. I'm finally refreshed. It's when I put the price tag on it, I am able to receive. Once I say, I have my 10 minutes prayer, and I have my 1 hour prayer, whatever it is, that's when you put the price tag on the Lord. I encourage you to ask yourself, how much am I willing to give? If you have one day, can you dedicate an entire day to spend with the Lord? You think it will be too much? You will be bored to death? You will leave like losing your mind? I assure you, it's not. You will leave like this woman. Go in peace. Unexplainable peace. Or if you decide that I'm going to give more than I usually give, the bonus that I'm waiting for, the thing that I'm waiting for, I'm going to give it all. Most likely this person is coming to serve after that or is staying home watching TV. Think about it. If someone is willing to give more, what does that mean? Put a price tag on that. But I tell you the truth is, a lot of times it is our fault. Our fault meaning clergy. Because we don't challenge you to do that. Jesus challenged his disciples. Let go. Leave the tax office. Leave everything. Come and follow me. And they worked best with that. They were able also to see examples of people who were rich. I'm sure Zacchaeus was one of them who were following the Lord. Left everything. And everybody was encouraged. And the kingdom of God was built. Why? Because everybody's doing that. And instead of the opposite. That people are barely giving, whether their money, their tithe, their time, just a fraction. The price tag that I put will determine my joy, will determine how much the Lord is to me, will determine how much I will love, because I will put my treasure where my heart is. Glory be to God forever and ever.
Blessed are they.